Here in the U.S., solar and land-based wind power are growing fast. Now Massachusetts is trying to jumpstart a generation of offshore wind power, and they're getting help from across the Atlantic. Here's the world's Jason Margolis from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
When Joseph Massey enrolled at Bristol Community College, about an hour's drive south of Boston, he chose a brand new field of study, offshore wind power.
It's the new future. It's where everything's going to be. The growth potential, especially in Massachusetts. Massachusetts has a huge initiative for offshore wind and renewable energy as a whole, which is fantastic.
The Massachusetts legislature is considering bills that would commit the state to 100% renewable energy within 25 years. To achieve this, the state will need lots more solar panels and wind turbines, and people like Massey to manage, build, or operate offshore turbines.
So once it starts booming in the United States, that's going to be where you want to be. As far as an engineer, that's where you want to be.
The federal government estimates that the coastal waters off of New Bedford are among the windiest in the nation. But here's the bad news. Here in the U.S., we don't know much about building wind turbines, out in the ocean at least. And here's some good news. The Brits do, and they're offering their help. Offshore wind is booming in the UK. It's approaching 10% of the electricity supply there. Harriet Cross, the British Consul General to New England, wants to share her country's expertise. Yes, that would mean making money for British companies, but Cross says there are bigger stakes here too.
We want the world to be more green. We genuinely believe that the clean energy is the future. So you find that the UK is really showing global leadership on things like the Paris climate change deal and that sort of thing.
British wind energy companies recently struck a deal to help develop Bristol Community College's new wind power curriculum.
We've made mistakes in the last 20 years that we've been doing this, and we can share that expertise with places like New Bedford so that they can do it more quickly than we have, because they can avoid some of the pitfalls.
Students in New Bedford will learn the technical ropes to work in offshore wind. New Bedford could use a dose of new industry. The area has struggled economically in recent years. Now, you may be thinking, New Bedford, how do I know that name? It's where Moby Dick is set. And while the city may not be wealthy, its fishing industry is doing well. It's the most valuable commercial fishing port in the United States. So out on the docks, they're a bit wary of what the British are selling.
So trust me, there's not one commercial fisherman on this dock or on any other that wants offshore wind.
Edward Washburn is the New Bedford port director. Washburn says for the past decade, they've been focused on making sure that offshore wind turbines don't impact their fishermen here.
They've been commercial fishing in these areas. In some cases, their family's been doing it for centuries. So any change to that is not welcomed. You know, each one of these wind farms impacts different fisheries to different extents.
But there are trade-offs in New Bedford. John Mitchell is the mayor.
We see the effects of climate change in full view here. We've noticed that our beaches have eroded, but we also know that warming seas have changed the composition of the fish landings here. And we also know that ocean acidification looms as a major threat to the fishing industry.
Wind farms that cut our reliance on polluting fossil fuels can help reduce those threats. They can also mean jobs. British Consul General Harriet Cross says about 8,000 people are working directly in offshore wind in the UK, helping revive many older British manufacturing towns.
New Bedford is very similar to places like Hull and Grimsby in the UK. They've got a lot in common, and it means that there's been unemployment in the past. It's places that are kind of not as vibrant as they used to be. But that is all changing now, and it's very
This spring, Massachusetts regulators greenlighted plans for the nation's largest offshore wind farm to be constructed by European companies. The fishermen in New Bedford can see the writing on the wall. Port Director Edward Washburn says while they may be wary of new hulking windmills in their waters, they also know that fishermen need to be part of the conversation.
To be a successful port, you need to be versatile. You need to go and get opportunities. So there's a lot of supporting businesses on this waterfront that can, you know, fuel offshore wind vessels, fuel operations and maintenance vessels for the offshore wind industry. So we think offshore wind can be an opportunity that aligns with and coexists with the commercial fishing industry.
Even with British help, there are still plenty of barriers to offshore wind development in the U.S. The expense, aesthetic concerns, and worries about the impact on marine life. But the potential is huge. Some energy experts estimate that there are enough winds blowing offshore to power the entire East Coast. For The World, Jason Margolis, New Bedford, Massachusetts.